The recently bankrupt coal company Black Jewel may soon be selling its mines to Contura Energy, a previous owner. Court filings say it hopes to keep the Bel Air and Eagle Butte mines open for 6 to 12 years. But anonymous sources tell Wyoming Public Radio that may be significantly shorter. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim joins us to talk about the story that was reported by him and Catherine Wheeler. So what have you learned about Contura's new timeline?
So Contura was just approved as the successful purchaser this week, pending some tax issues with the federal government. The public has been told the company plans to restart operations at the two mines for 6 to 12 years. That's been a big draw to choosing Contura from the court's perspective. I've been listening over the phone daily. The judge and Black Jewel's attorney seem to agree it's the best option for the company, both to maximize value and bring employees back to work. But a source who's chosen to remain anonymous, but who's also close to the negotiation, says Contura may actually only keep mines open for 6 to 12 months.
So tell us a little bit more about that. What's going on?
So from court, I know Contura said it wants to bring back about 500 people. Those employees would get back the money owed to them in pre-petition or pre-bankruptcy wages. On July 1st, when the company originally filed for bankruptcy, it furloughed all of its employees, about 600, only to bring back a small skeleton crew to keep everything safe. And as far as next steps go that were not in court, one source tells us Contura may plan to mine the coal that's already exposed, sell it, and then move on to the reclamation process. That's much faster than what we expected. Unless that liability is sold off to someone else, Contura could keep on a small portion of its staff to handle all that.
Why would Contura be interested in buying Black Jewel if they don't want to run it?
So Contura used to be the owners of both Eagle Butte and Bel Air, but basically gave them away at the end of 2017. It gave Black Jewel the mines, and in exchange, Black Jewel would take over all $250 million in reclamation costs. Contura even paid them about $21 million to help seal the deal. Since then, though, that mine permit transfer never went through, so Contura is still on the hook for all that money, hundreds of millions of dollars. So rather than having to pay all that off, Contura's decided to put up a bid and just keep going.
Now, I know Contura's sale isn't quite settled with the West Virginia court, too. There's still an issue with the federal government money issue. Is that right?
Right. So there are a lot of back taxes and unpaid royalties that Black Jewel and Contura owe to the Interior Department before the government will sign off on the deal, over $50 million. And that's held up the closing of the Contura deal. It's still not settled. Contura's attorney mentioned during court earlier this week it would use royalties and new revenue to pay them back once things get going. But an early closing, as this source tells us, would hamper that plan. Black Jewel's attorney has outright said the federal government is what's holding up this deal.
Now, what can the public expect to come next with this Contura deal?
As of Tuesday, Contura said it would pay over $33 million for both Wyoming mines and another complex in West Virginia. They said this deal would bring back around 500 employees. Beyond that, the court is still waiting to see a resolution with the federal government and a final plan. There's also about $37 million owed to Campbell County in unpaid taxes. There's likely a deal there, though that's not public yet either.
Cooper, thank you so much for joining us. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim, assisted in reporting this story by Catherine Wheeler.